Red and Black is back. We're going to talk some uniform news, or at least rumors, here on the Locked On Sabres podcast.
Your Locked On Sabres, your daily podcast on the Buffalo Sabres. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for making Locked On Sabres your first listen every day. We are free and available on all platforms. Joe DiBiase still trying to make the beanie look work. Jordan Hanskin, who's got a headset mic now here on the show. We're coming up. We're not coming up. We're upgrading.
Yeah, if people saw like the logo that was on these headphones, they wouldn't find it as cool.
Why? What's because it's like a no-name logo?
No, maybe. It's like, sick dude, you play video games?
Oh. This is a gaming.
Yeah, the gaming headsets are cool.
That's good mics too. Like, yeah. I know they're meant for gaming, or they're marketed to gamers. But I dabble. I'm playing once in a while here. There's a hockey game I've mentioned before on the show, I think, called Slapshot, that is like the most generic, basic like hockey video game you've ever seen.
I like being mad at NHL and all of its egregious like ways to score.
Like, oh yeah,
like, there's like something about it.
The olden days, no. NHL 04, you just go forehand, backhand, top shelf every single time.
Like there are some guys that have like they have Connor McDavid who's almost unstoppable, and like all he does is kind of like goes down below the red line. Below the goal line, and then just like moves his stick back so you can't really poke it away without tripping him. Yeah. And then he like pulls back up into the slot and then just like kind of wraps it around the goalie. And it's like an automatic goal. It's annoying. Yeah. But but the game did add like you could do like cool tips. Like if you do like a little wrist shot from the point, you could get a tip and score. Kind of like how actual hockey is. Like a lot of goals happen that way, I feel. In the NHL. Yeah. So they did like make some parts realistic. The back door is a lot harder. Like goalies will save it more. I don't know if there are any like NHL players in here, but like they might like agree that they have tried to make the gameplay not as ridiculous.
Yeah. I have not played actually a lot of any recent game. Remember we had our Sabres World Cup. Like that's the most I've used NHL 21 that I have for. That, by the way, if we ever do anything like that in the future, like I can never get rid of that, game because NHL doesn't allow you, the NHL EA Sports franchise does not allow you to transfer or share rosters that you've created. So I've got that library of like former Sabres. Like I went in there, I was thorough. Like I was looking up, you know, like Jim Schoenfeld, like whether or not he was fast or not, like to put in some of those attributes. And like that's in that game, and that's it. So like that's my NHL video game. I think probably in
there you go,
because I'm not, you know, gaming with that game as much anymore. We will talk about the rumors that were floating on Twitter on Wednesday about the Sabres potentially having a red and black alternate. Real quick though, before we do that, Jordan jumped on the Wordle bandwagon.
It's a big moment in my career.
Was this your first try today?
First try today, and apparently it brought amazing out the skeptic. Start. Yeah, apparently there were doubters.
Almost too good. No, I believe it, though. Jordan
but it's kind of not good, right? My first guess was bad.
Yeah, so Jordan went zero, like nothing. No, not well, even
should
yelling.
I give away my secret?
Like
the word I started with? I mean, good. The secret wasn't very good. But, like, the first word I tried is, like, rules.
Yeah. I start with reins just to get a word I know that's not going to be right, but to try
that's
to
a
get
good
like,
one too.
Some money letters in there.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't want to give away too much strategy. But, like, and then, like, okay, so I don't have any U or E. So now I know that there has to be maybe an A or an I, and then
sure.
Go from there. But it's like, I mean, it's I mean, we'll see. I mean, there will probably be tougher words that I might struggle with. But yeah. The first, like, it wasn't – it's fun. It is fun. It's a fun game. Is, yeah, it's fun. It's quick. It's like, what, like 2 minutes of your time?
Yeah, and I like that it, like, a new word drops every day at midnight, because it's like, all right, I can't wait for the next word. But, like, right, you can't binge it. You can't kind of get the game out of your system because you play it, and they have to wait 24 hours to play it again. And, like, I think yeah. that's kind of how they're baiting the hook. That's how they're getting you.
And I do like that, like, people, like, are very proud of themselves yes. for getting the words. Like, and if they don't get it, they're probably very, like, mad.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I wonder how many people, like, on a regular basis don't get the word, and they get all super mad.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm probably going to stick with it. Because I want to win in weird ways, too. Like, I want to have a dramatic moment where, like, I get it on the last try and stuff like
down
that.
Down to
like,
the wire.
Yeah. Like,
I got
my heart will race.
So I got to – I've done it for 5 days now, and I'm 5 for 5. I haven't missed a word yet. But was it 2 days ago? King. I got to my fifth try. And I was like bullets, sweating bullets getting to that.
But I feel like you get close at that time. But the bad part is if you have like a couple in a row where you get nothing.
Yeah.
Oh that, yeah. Then like, yeah.
Nerve-wracking. So. It's pressure cooker.
I'm excited for those moments because this one, I was like stunned because like you can see mine. I got no letters and then I got them all.
Yeah.
And I was like surprised. I was like, oh. That kind of was – it was actually kind of, like, not as fun. Like, I was kind of hoping to have a little bit more pressure.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be tomorrow.
Well, anyways, yeah, New Wordle, if you're not into it and, like, you're looking for it, a lot of people are getting tripped up on that. They think it's an app. There's no app for it. So you can still do it on your phone. I do it on my phone. That's where, like, my records and stuff are, or the stats that they keep. I mean, that, like, yeah, they keep track of it.
When do they have analytics? Wordalytics. Yeah.
So you can play it on your phone, but just Google Wordle because it's a website. It's like powerexpress.co something. So yeah, if you're wondering what we're talking about, check it out. Again, share it with us at Locked On Sabres. I think our listeners will do very well because I think we have a pretty intelligent listener base from what I see of our responses. Not a lot of trolls going on out there.
I think so. Yeah.
So on Twitter today, really the main topic of today's show, we'll spin the wheel of blue and gold a little bit later on. We're going to stick with that. We're going to be much more consistent with that because I'm going to start keeping track because we've got punishments that we're going to have on the line as me and Jordan will spin a wheel of Saber names and we have to get the goal score right. One spin. If you want to spin again, you can, but then you're stuck with that second spin. So that's coming up in a little bit. It's a betting odds kind of related to that. We'll kind of factor that in as we play the wheel game. The main topic on today's show, though, is a topic that is tried and true to my heart. Red and black. Like, we are seemingly the first sign headed towards a potential red and black alternate. And it comes from, I'm a little skeptical about the source. Victor Moder, who I've never heard of before. I've never even seen on Sabres Twitter, but... he's got less than 300 followers on Twitter. His profile, his bio says leader of Buffalo Sabres Czech and Slovakia fan club, young sports commentator, MA, journalist student at Charles University. So, like, I don't know this guy. I'm not saying that he's a quack and that he's come bringing this up out of nowhere. He's making it up. But he tweeted out, okay, we're for our viewers on YouTube, I'm sharing the tweet right now so you could see it. And for our listeners, I'll read the tweet and then describe as best I can the picture. He said, he tweeted today, okay, why does he feel the need to write the word okay in here? What did he
was automatically having, skeptical?
He's like, okay. That's like a, hey, listen to me. Listen.
I'm imagining this is like the Pentagon Papers and they're like sneaking it out and it's like, okay, guys. Listen, yep. I got something. Got something big here.
Right, exactly. Like, pay attention to me. Like, pay attention to me. This is real. He says, I've been told that this jersey is in official offer list for NHL fan shops for next season, period. No kidding, period. Sabres got a new alternate. 3 exclamation points. Hashtag goathead. Hashtag let's go Buffalo. I'm really not joking. So... before we go to the picture, can we just analyze the tweet? Is there anything that's red flaggy about the way he words it?
Hashtag let's go Buffalo with the logo.
Well, that's how you get the Sabre logo on Twitter. It's gotta be, be let's go Buffalo. That's like their team handle.
But if you, so that makes me believe him more because the team made the hashtag or like,
anybody can use it. Anybody can use it.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is now the team knows that this guy knows.
They're going to hunt him down. So then
send all the enforcers out.
This is really where I think you might have the most, confirmation this could be real. There's the picture. There's the picture of, you know, not the best quality, but it's not, you know, it's not super fuzzy. I'm not looking at Sabre highlights from 2006 on YouTube here. It's the black and red Sabres Goathead jersey. Like, that's what it is. Everything about that uniform looks exactly the same. It even has that, that design in it that very few people see, that it's like it turns into a buffalo in the arm. Arms are down. You see, like,
I never noticed that until, like, recently, like when people wanted it back. And I was that looks like a buffalo head.
Yeah. So anyways, like, it's the black Goathead jersey. That is what he's saying the alternate would be. But the logo is a little bit modified. Just a little bit modified. Now, Aesthetics, who's a great follow on Twitter, covers like all that is like hockey logos in the NHL, the AHL, college hockey. He tweeted, for those asking, here's a closer look at some of the differences between the original logo and the one in this leaked image. And as he kind of points out, there's like these little subtle changes that I think make it look more like a buffalo, coming from someone that, again, until I was 11 years old, thought the Sabres logo was a dragon going left to right.
I agree. I think that is, like, I think somebody could write a book on the crazy generation of us that are now, what, like 25 to 27? Because I heard so many people, like you, I know I was one of these people that thought the logo went the other way.
Yes.
Like, I don't know what happened to our brains.
We were just... Like,
I don't know what is wrong with us.
We're a very bright generation of Sabre fans.
I don't even know if it's, like, bright or, like, for some reason, like, our age group looking at that logo, because that logo was around when we were very young, just, like, we just cemented that as a dragon. Yeah. Like, that is weird.
I still remember the day I woke up. It was in the 05-06 season. I woke up and I had a poster on my wall of Dominik Hasek, and I just one random day I woke up and I'm sitting back and I'm staring at it, and I saw it, and it blew my mind. I'm like, oh my God. And I ran downstairs. Like, I had to tell everybody in the house.
That's a buffalo.
Did you know this was a buffalo? And then, like, my dad was like, of course it is. What are you talking about? I'm like, I thought it was, I didn't know what it was. I thought it was abstract.
And the funny part is, like, looking at the dragon, I mean, we're going off on a little bit of a tangent, but, like, the funny part about looking at the dragon is, like, the dragon has, like, sad eyes. Mm. Like, if you look at it the other way, like, the eye, instead of being, like, an angry eye, like what a normal logo would be, because, yeah, you're a tough sports team. You gotta, your team has to be all mean and nasty. Right. Like, it was like a very sad dragon. Like, I remember thinking, like, who hurt this dragon? Why is this dragon so sad?
Right.
So we're weird.
What do we make of the subtle logo change as you see it? Is not a big deal? I think I almost even like it because, again, it looks more like a buffalo in my opinion.
I agree with you. Like, I think that it does make it look better. I think they like modernized it. And just like the small tweaks does make it, like, kind of pop more, I guess. Yeah. Like, I do like it a lot. I think that jersey is so good. Like, it grows on me every time I see it. And if they could bring that back just for, like, 10 games, like, that would be worth it. Like, that would just be awesome.
Do you like that it's the black one and they didn't go for the white goat head or the red
cross? I like the red. I like the black one, yeah. Because it's different, and it's like, if you want to sell the jersey, like, that's the one to sell. People would go out in droves to get, like, say we get an Owen Power one for that. Like, Woo! Yeah, is people would love that.
Is he the player? I
I would that see- jersey would look good with the last name Power on it.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. That would be sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of fun, like, jersey options for fans. Like, Krebs could be a nice one. You're going to, like, Lukanen. That's kind of a long name to have on
what's,
there.
What's Jack Quinn's number?
22.
It's a good number. Yeah. Like, his name, too. Paterka, but anyways, hopefully.
Paterka, gets better. 77 Paterka would be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
In that jersey. I love that they might do this. Just from talking to people, I get the sense that it is going to happen, that this is not just something that's made up out of thin air. If I were a betting man, I would bet that it's going to happen. But I'll say that at least.
They got to get people back in the door.
That's a great point. Great point.
Like, it's not just enough to build a better team. Building a better team will be the biggest reason why people return.
Sure.
But like, you got to do everything. Like, you got to do everything to make the fan base happy. And I think they know that. I think that they've kind of learned. And I think they're – well, at least I hope. But I do believe that they realize that you can't take these fans for granted anymore. Like, the fans will bail if it's terrible. So make it as fun, make it as cool, make it as energized, and make as good a team as possible, and they'll be back.
Yeah. No, you're right, though. Like, just even for, like, revenue, obviously, like, you're going to sell more jerseys, because any fan, I would imagine, that's our generation, if they are buying a jersey next year, that's the jersey they're buying. That's 100% the jersey that they are buying. And at the same time, if your team's going to be bad again, and that's a whole other conversation about we'll have in the offseason, I'm sure, about what are they going to look like next year? How good are they going to be next year? I'd like to hope they'll be improved, but are they going to be so much better that they're going to be having full houses again? That would be a dramatic increase from one year to the next, to go from averaging 8,000 people in the building to averaging 18,000 people in the building. But what's one way to get people back in, because other than just making the team better? Because that's going to be a tough job. That's going to be a tough job over one season. How else do you get people back in the building? Fans of our generation, you want any Sabre fan the age of from 23, 24 to 30 to 35, you want that fan in the building? The night you wear red and black, you're going to have however many more people that, like, that's the game I'm going to. And I'm going to make a point to go to that game, because I'm going to get to see the Sabres wear the colors and wear the uniform that I grew up watching them. And, like, to me, it's a win-win for everybody. It's cool, new uniform. It's something I get excited about for the Sabres. And at the same time, the Sabres, like, you know what? You're not making a lot of money on tickets right now. So here's a little chunk of change for jerseys. So it's just there's no downside to it, in my opinion. So I love it. I love it. I could go on all day talking about it. But yeah, real exciting that they're gonna be doing that. I do imagine, I'm just guessing here, that because we have not seen any uniform leaks for the Heritage Classic against the Maple Leafs in March, if they're going to do an alternate for next year for red and black, I would imagine they're going to do something else for the Heritage Classic. You, about a month ago, I think the last time we talked about what they might wear at the Heritage Classic, if they're not going to wear red and black, my next best idea, I think, was your number one idea, which is wear some version of the 40th anniversary 2011 throwbacks.
Yeah, I mean, I like those a ton. Like, that's my favorite jersey to wear. Well, besides my slug Jochen Hesch one, I just like to wear that one because people talk about it. They talk about me behind my back, and it's funny. Like, look at this guy
in the Hesch.
Who is this guy? But no, I like, that's, I think, my favorite, like, Sabre jersey is the nameplate, the old school numbers that look like stitched, right? Like, it's just a really cool touch. And if they had, like, maybe like a white one, like, that would be awesome. Like, just something like that. I don't think they're gonna be too flashy, because Heritage Classic, you want to go like real retro, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think it's like more like the Winter Classic, where they try to have like retro looks. Not like, what were those other ones called? Stadium Series, where they had like the flashy ones. Yeah. So I would imagine they wouldn't try anything like yellow or gold.
Sure.
So like white would be fine. Maybe a different blue one, but I don't know. That would just kind of be the same jersey. So I would imagine they would wear white, and maybe the Leafs wear a jersey that is basically just the same jersey that they wear now, just in a kind of different way.
I wonder, man, remember the 40th anniversary Sabre jerseys were inspired by the AHL Buffalo Bisons uniforms.
Yes.
I wonder if they just wear that. Like, maybe you'd change the colors to blue and gold, but what about like a blue and gold version of the Bisons old uniforms? Is that dumb?
No, I don't think so. So they were inspired by those?
They were in part inspired, yeah, by the...
Yeah.
The 40th anniversary ones were inspired by the Buffalo Bisons old uniforms in the AHL. Maybe that's a play they could do. But yeah, you're right. You're right to point out, like, Heritage Classic. They usually don't go for, like, flashy stuff. So,
yeah.
All right, we'll see what they do. And exciting jersey times for the Sabres. It's something to be excited about. You got prospects right now, and you got uniforms.
Yeah, and I like the light, the royal blue. Like, I think they made a great call. But even those, like, they get a little stale. Like, especially the blue ones. Like, I need a night where they don't wear that. Like, just like a couple sprinkled throughout the year. I'm not saying I don't like the jerseys, but like, I see other teams get to wear alternates and stuff, and the Sabres don't have one. It's like, ugh, these again.
All right, we will come back. We'll spin the wheel of blue and gold. We have a good name for it, I think, now, and we're going to be keeping track here going forward. And we got some punishments for either me or Jordan, whoever does worse at this game. Bet Online would like to wish you a happy new betting year as we continue our march to the playoffs and beyond. New year and a new updated desktop and mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code Locked On to get started. From football, basketball, hockey, boxing, UFC, write your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for 2022. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to wager all your favorite sports. Bet Online, where the game starts. Thanks for making us your first listen here on the Locked On Sabres podcast. Joe DiBiase at Sneaky Joe Sports, Jordan Hanskin at JR Hanskin on Twitter. Speaking of Bet Online, we'll do a more thorough preview of Sabres and Stars, which will be Thursday night, coming your way before Thursday night's game. Actually, no, sorry, we're going to do a recap after that. That's why I mentioned it here. So the Sabres are favored. No, they're favored on the puck line. I was going to say, they're never favored. Plus 162 on the money line. They are minus 158 on the puck line at +1.5. The Stars are plus 138 at -1.5. Then they're minus 180 on the money line. The over-under in this game is 5.5 goals, with the juice favoring the over a little bit at minus 113. Any bets stand out there for you if you were looking for some action on Sabres and Stars that you might like?
I like the Sabres. Too much there. I don't think the Stars are amazing.
On the puck line or the money line, if you were pinned down on that?
Well, the puck line, if it's minus money, I would never want minus money on the Sabres. So I would probably just go, if you're going to take the Sabres, you might as well take the Sabres.
Plus 162.
Yeah.
Home team. The Stars aren't amazing.
No.
They're like, what are they? I'm pulling up the standings right now. I think they're battling for a playoff spot, but I don't think are in one. Let me make sure I have that right. They are, they're 6 points out, 6 points behind San Jose. They're actually really, they're fourth last in the West. -9 goal differential, 18-16-2. They're a .500 hockey team, 18-18. So yeah, I think I would. If I were betting here, I would go Sabres on the money line.
I think I also like if Tage Thompson plays, I like Tage Thompson to score.
Well, let's see if you get Tage Thompson, as we will now spin the wheel of blue and gold. That would be a pretty good get. Thompson's about as good as you can get here. I have added to the wheel. This actually came from a listener to add a Sabre alum spot on the wheel, so you could pick any former Sabre playing in the NHL. You could pick Sam Reinhart. You could pick who else? Rasmus Ristolainen.
Eventually, Jack Eichel.
Jack Eichel. Did you see there was a rumor on Ristolainen today? Elliot Friedman said that he expects the Flyers to look to trade him by the deadline.
Well, I'm glad that went well for them.
Yeah, they traded a first-round pick for him, and he lasted 6 months. Not good. All right, Jordan's first spin. Remember, he will get a second spin if he so chooses. So, and then you're stuck, though. You just get who you get with that second spin. First spin is Will Butcher. Sabres defenseman Will Butcher. Will Jordan spin again?
When's the last time Will Butcher took a shot?
Just a shot, not even like a goal. A shot on goal?
Yeah.
The last time Will Butcher had a shot on goal. Watch, he probably did it like last game.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm obviously being facetious.
Three straight games. Three straight games. He got four shots in the last three games.
Four shots each game?
No, total.
Yeah, I'll spin again.
Okay.
I don't like those odds.
I love that you wanted to know his shot total before even going there. All right, Jordan's second spin. So this is it. You're stuck with this. It's gonna be Butcher again. Watch.
That'll be.
And it is Colin Miller.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I can live with that.
Hold on, though. Colin Miller. I should have took him off.
No.
I don't think he's in. Yeah, he's no. Hurt? He's out. COVID list, maybe?
Oh.
I don't see him listed on the IR list.
So that's not a loss I get to spin again?
You get to spin again. I'm going to remove him from the name because that's my mistake. All right, so Jordan's unofficial second spin here. Or official second spin here. And you get Rasmus Dahlin.
I like that.
I think you did pretty well there.
I mean, I just went from, like, it was like the Goldilocks, like the Papa Bear, Mama Bear, Baby Bear. We started out with the Baby Bear, worked the Mama Bear, and then we got the Papa Bear. You just got, like, three defensemen, one that shot four shots in three games, one that could score but is not playing, and then I got the one that's most likely to score of all the defensemen.
Ooh, I think I'd agree with that. Like, Dahlin's not a goal-scoring defenseman. He gets a lot of assists, but right, he's getting on the power play.
He gets more time.
Yeah. Way more time. Yeah. Yeah, no, I think you did well there. All right, my first spin. Come on, give me that Sabres alum.
Oh, you don't even want to pick a Sabre?
Kyle Okposo.
Don't hate it.
Now, this is a tough one. I could do a lot worse than Kyle Okposo, but I feel like I could do a lot better than Kyle Okposo, too. I think he's probably right smack dab in the middle of this game. Like, this might be the toughest decision of the game, is Kyle Okposo. I am going to I'm gonna take the risk. I'm gonna spin again. I'm gonna spin again on Kyle Okposo. Let's see if I upgraded. Chirp City? No, John Hayden. I think I downgraded there.
I wonder when the last time he took a shot.
John Hayden, come on. Are you kidding me? Like,
he's due.
He's due for what?
To score. He hasn't scored in a long time.
He hasn't scored since Arizona last year. He's played in Arizona last year.
Oh. He has zero goals?
He has 0 goals for the Sabres. He had 17 penalty minutes last game, though. Yeah, that's about as bad as
I think we're both unlikely to win this time around.
I would agree. We're probably both going to take L's on that one. Yeah. I think you're in better shape, though, for sure.
Dahlin always passes.
You got a guy who's on the power play.
Yeah.
He's on the power play. He can just get a wrist shot from the point that finds his way through.
Mm-hmm.
What does Hayden need to do? It's like I got to go off his butt.
I don't know. Good luck to you.
All right. That is going to do it for us here on the Locked On Sabres podcast. Enjoy Sabres and Stars. No Thursday Night Football, so kind of clearing the decks for that to be your watch for Thursday night. We'll join you after the game for a little recap action. And, yeah, we'll talk to you then here on the Locked On Sabres podcast. Thanks for making us your first listen every day. Now go make your second listen, Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q with expert analysis from Lee Sterling. It's free and available on all platforms. We'll talk to you tomorrow.